Will a fight over the payroll tax cut extension lead to another government shutdown?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The U.S. Senate's expected to vote down an approved House measure extending the payroll tax cut because it includes a couple of items Democrats don't like. But another bill links the tax cut extension with continuing government funding. David Mark is senior editor at Politico. He's with us now from Washington to talk about it. Hey, David.
Hey, good to be with you.
How are these two bills linked together?
It wouldn't seem that they should go together, but this is Capitol Hill, and they've become that way. Essentially, the payroll tax is something that we're going to see a lot of tax rates go up. Every working person is going to see their paycheck rise if something doesn't happen. That's still optional. What's not optional is funding the government, and that's somehow gotten tied in with the payroll tax. They've still got to pass an omnibus budget.
And this could lead to another government shutdown? I mean, aren't we tired of the threat of a government shutdown?
In theory, it could, although I'm dubious it's going to happen this time. I don't sense the same urgency that we saw with the debt ceiling deal, with the budget battles back late last spring. I think it's a lot of posturing on Capitol Hill, but at the end of the day, lawmakers of both parties want to get out and go home for the holidays.
Is that what it's about? It's about getting out of there?
Very much so. Also, these battles have been fought before, and it's becoming a little bit repetitive, and neither side has really gained from these budget battles, so I think they're kind of turning their attention and resources elsewhere.
So what do you think is going to happen in the next few weeks?
I think they're going to come to an agreement on this payroll tax dispute within the next few days, and I suspect they will on the budget as well. The way things work on Capitol Hill is just when you think they're far apart and things are going to collapse, they go behind closed doors and they hammer out a deal.
But you don't think election year politics could play any role in all of this?
I just don't think it's in either side's interest to have a government shutdown right now. Both sides want to train their attention and their resources elsewhere, and I think they kind of want to save some of that political capital for the election year.
David Mark, senior editor at Politico. David, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now anywhere from 1 to 2%. The Dow off about 1%, 121 points at 11,833. The U.S. dollar today is at an 11-month high against the euro because of possible eurozone ratings downgrades. Low euro value means you get more for your money there and less for your products shipped there from here. In Chicago, if new rules are approved today by the city council, it won't be business as usual for taxi drivers. New Windy City reforms for the taxi industry could have cabbies feeling it in their pocketbooks. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Cab drivers in Chicago lease their taxis. The new ordinance could require cab companies to reduce the time drivers spend behind the wheel and track their movements using GPS. Changes that may drive up the cost of leasing a taxi.
The biggest concern is that lease rates go up and there's no fare increase.
George LaFalla is a former taxi driver and publisher of an industry newspaper called the Chicago Dispatcher. He's not sure that limiting shifts to 12 hours would really improve safety.
I'm pretty much forced to work during those 12 hours, whether I'm up to it or not. Whereas if I had the cab for 24 hours, I could take a break.
But city officials may not get everything they want. Here's Commissioner Rosemary Krimble.
In Chicago, it used to be you could put a car on with 150,000 miles on it and start it as a cab. We've lowered it to 75,000. That is a concession.
A concession because she had wanted new taxis to be, well, you know, brand new. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now.
National Football League owners today will vote on the sale of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Businessman Shahid Khan is all but certain to get the team for around, $750 million. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, there may have been some unspoken influence on the deal from clear across the country.
That influence came from Los Angeles. The city gave the go-ahead for developer AEG to create plans for a new stadium. Now it's looking for a football team to play in it. Rodney Paul is a sports finance professor at Syracuse University.
Given that L.A. is out there, a huge market, a huge potential source of profits and revenues, that constantly stays in the mind of potential buyers to these teams.
L.A. has been without a pro football team for more than 15 years. The Vikings, the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Rams have all been in talks with AEG's reps. And L.A. has a lot to offer to whichever team lands here. Brad Humphreys teaches economics at the University of Alberta in Canada.
This is the first time that there's been a credible privately financed stadium deal in place. And that's going to clearly be a big incentive to the league to fill that market.
Humphreys says the NFL will have the final say on the team that moves to L.A. And he says the Jaguars, which can't fill its stadium, is a good candidate. Rodney Paul says buyer Shahid Khan's investment could double in value if the team moves to L.A.
It's silly to think that would not be in the back of his mind.
Fans are thinking about it, too. The Florida Times Union posted this video on its website from a recent game in Jacksonville.
We have it here, but don't take our team away.
Khan says he has no plans to move the team. He'd have to pay a hefty fee to break the team's lease in Jacksonville.
Go Jaguars!
But a shiny new billion-dollar stadium in one of the biggest markets in the country could be pretty tempting. In Los Angeles, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, speaking of L.A., there's been a rash of tuba thefts at L.A. area schools. Administrators say 8 marching tubas, known as sousaphones, were taken from one high school a few weeks ago. And last week, someone at yet another high school, Huntington Park, stole that school's only tuba. Now, we know why thieves would target the big brassy instruments. Tubas can sell for several thousand bucks on the black market. So who should cops look for? Maybe that guy struggling with a big tuba-shaped bag. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Congress and Wall Street bankers. A lot of people think they're one and the same.
By a 62% to 21% margin, voters in Texas believe that big business and big government typically work together against the interests of consumers.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Attitude Check, our partnership with Gallup. Big government versus big business. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.